And they came from, now, how long, you said your mother was born here in the parish. Did you know your grandparents on your mother's side?
Oh, yeah. I knew my granddad and my grandmother. On my mother's side?
Yes, sir.
Oh, yeah. Of course, they were McDonald's, you know.
Yeah. Were they born here? Or?
No.
They came here from?
No, they come out of, now I'll tell you, the McDonald's originated out of Illinois, but they come down to Mississippi. Stayed around there. My granddaddy married in Mississippi because his wife was a Summerall, and they got a little town up there by the name of Summerall in Mississippi. And he married up there.
Yeah.
Yeah. But none of her people never did come down here, you know, what I ever knew of, but she was a Summerall. But you find them up there in Mississippi.
Yeah. What was your grandparents' occupation? I mean, your grandfather was a
farmer.
He was a farmer. Here?
Yeah. He used to own that property there where, back there, what they call Dahl now, you know, joining Livingston. Dahl under one now.
Yeah,
you'd say East Livingston there. That was his property right there. He must have four, five, 40 acres there, I guess. I don't know. He know, a small farmer. Like I said, next 3, 4, 5 bale of cotton, you know, and corn and peas and sweet potatoes, and raised a few hogs.
Yes, sir.
They live better though than you'd think. I tell you, they eat pretty good. You know, they had their milk cows. Everybody had their own milk cows. And the only thing though, that's where you miss your refrigerator, you know, when it comes to milk.
Did you have a place where you would keep it?
No, you didn't have a place to keep it. I've seen them put it in jugs and put it down in a dug wells, you know, put a cork on it. These little dug wells, you know, down 15, 18 foot. Pretty much all the wells were shallower. But the water then used to be good. Well, I thought it was. And it would keep it a good many degrees cooler than it would up, you know.
Uh-huh.
But it would help a little.
We'd still didn't keep that well, though.
Oh, no. You can put milk. I can keep it 3 or 4, 5 days, you know. I buy my milk now from the off of the truck, you know. And
yeah. Comes from the milk you get now, comes from the...
Mine comes out of Baton Rouge.
There's a...
Klein Peters. Milk. I'm sorry, you know, big outfit.
Big
dairy. Yeah, big dairy over. Claim to be the oldest, and I don't know. And I had to understand, boy, I never locked my doors. But my milk boy put it in my refrigerator. I told him if he didn't do it, I didn't want it, because I'd set it down out there, I might be gone all day, you know. So he just lambs right in and puts it up for me, and that's what I want him to do.
Yeah.
But they used their milk in different ways.
Did you ever make it, would you ever leave it in front of the fire and let it get, you know, thick and sour?
Yeah, you do that to get the cream to make butter, you know, it would make it what they call throwing the cream quicker, you know.
Yeah.
Boy, it could make some of the finest butter, you know. I assume you'd have a half a gallon maybe, or a gallon of cream where you was milking a good many cows. You had them old, I guess you'd call it kind of a granite churn about that big with a wooden top on it, fitting out of a hole in that, and you had a what they call a dasher, you know, a thing on the bottom that crossed like that and come up in, you know, churn, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Man alive, they'd make butter.
That thick sour milk that you would keep around was called?
Yeah, well, that there, you'd get the cream off of it, and it would clabber, they called it, and they'd use that to drink it. I've drank it many times, you know, clabber.
Clabber?
Yeah.
Did you ever make any kind of cheese?
Yeah. You you had a lot of old clabber, they'd put that in a sack. Or what we'd call, you know, it's a cloth sack, like a flour sack or meat or something.
Yeah.
They'd hang that up and it'd drip. And that's the way they done that.
And they made?
It would, it would just dry. Dry. Yeah. They call it a, what kind of cheese did you, they had a name for it too. Yeah.
Curds and whey or clabber cheese?
Clabber cheese, I think was about right, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But that was good.
It was pretty good.
Yeah. Pretty well, they call it cottage cheese now.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, cottage cheese. I think you're right.
And they eat, I've eaten it too. I eat it.
But it was just a simple meat, I reckon. You let it hang out, you know, and all it just drip out, and you just have the or the contents, you know, or the solid particles of it, you know, stay together.
Yeah.
And you could cut it, you know, like you would bread or anything. It'd be, you know, soft, but yeah.
Yeah. Well, now, let me see. Let me turn this tape over here. This thing's running out on me.